Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC.
Got okay. The confused joints right here.
You pinned your comment already?
Ready to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my friend Vince over here, like when I walked up to the stool, because I was a little late, y'all, I walked in and I heard excitement. So I had to ask, like, normally, you know, I run the show, but I feel like I got to jump in where they was at because, you know, Steve, my photographer, was in here and they was getting busy with Q-Baby and Vince. So I want to know. What you said happened now, bro?
Yeah, like how the situation had happened where I found the dick pic in my girl phone. And, but I ain't find it. It was like she wasn't afraid to hide it type shit. Mm. Yeah, she was on gangster time like that.
Okay, so how did you happen up on this dick pic?
Like, so boom, right? We was arguing. We was going through arguing and shit.
Right.
And then she like, well, then let me see your phone. So I threw the phone at her, unlocked it, threw her phone at her. She went through it. She like, all right. Then I'm like, let me see your phone. And she like, hell no.
Ooh, what the hell no like that?
She like, yeah. So, right, I'm like, I start getting mad. I start punching wall. You know what I mean? I start, you know what I mean?
Getting, a little bit of anger
getting,
issues.
Yeah, a little,
okay.
Getting a little crazy.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean, I happen to see her cold one day. Yeah, so
okay, wait,
ain't,
so
we,
the
so
hell
days
no, you,
passed.
You, wait, oh, okay, so days,
days
passed,
passed
after
I got
the hell
him,
no.
You know what I mean? Because we got a little into it, I done punched walls and
right,
shit
right.
Like that, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Days go by, she still don't want to give up the info, because I'm into it now, because she like, she doing wrong.
Right, right,
feel
right.
Me? So I'm into it now, I'm like, I got to find out what
I
the
feel
fuck
like
going
days
on.
After this bitch should have been deleted the evidence, though. Like, if you see this
yo,
nigga, then let go.
You think,
bitch, why you didn't delete the shit?
Yo,
okay, I'm sorry.
Think, it was some, I
I'm sorry,
know,
go ahead.
Man. It was
some I'm listening, though.
So I came across it, and then I went through her phone. I found, you know what I mean? It was old shit, too. Mm. And it was like.
How long y'all been together?
For, I mean, we've been together for like 7 years, some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Them 7 year relationship. I be kind of hearing that the longer the relationship is, sometimes people kind of wonder. So did you feel something different in her while you wanted to see the phone, or it just so happened that she asked to see yours?
Nah, what happened was we was on like the outs type shit, and
right,
then
right.
You know what I mean, when you on the outs but people don't want to leave, you right. Start to argue and shit to try to.
That
you know
is
what I mean?
So true. Yeah, that's
word
so
up.
True.
So we was arguing, we was, you know what I mean? But we kind of, like, back together, so it's, like, bad that I was speaking about this shit.
But no, it's something, honestly, I feel like
it's... current girlfriend?
Yeah, it's going down.
But I feel like
keeps
it's
funky
that people
though,
go
so I don't
through.
Really trip.
I feel like, listen, every couple has that bump in the road, but not everybody is as honest as you and as transparent with certain situations. And I feel like, you know, we grow from situations that we go through with our spouses. And the fact that you guys are still together,
yeah,
you
yeah,
feel me? It shows
together.
That
shout
there's some love there. Right. So, I mean, did you get into the phone eventually? And see
I the definitely got into the phone, and then the shit came about. It was like, I don't even. Yo, it was like, all right, so check it. It was like. He was like, yo, I got something. I mean, I got something to send you, but I don't even know. She was like, nah, but send it. And I was like, oh, shit. She asked for it. Then he sent it. Then it was comments about it.
Oh,
I was
he
sick.
He looked at me through this shit
I
right
was
now.
Sick, wait.
This nigga said she was like.
Oh,
oh shit! Oh shit!
Did she double tap it? Like it was on Instagram? Was it? She hard?
Nah,
it
was a
message.
It was messages.
So, love it, like it.
Yeah, it was might have been some. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that deep, but
okay.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to get to the bottom of it.
So
when
pause,
it came.
Pause.
So
hey, first of all, we can't pause. pause up here on Sex and the Gritty, okay? We too mature for that. Come back to me now. Okay, so you seen them, and you started scrolling up to read the context of how it got there.
Yeah! So that's how I got to the shit where, you know what I mean, she was kind of asking for it. So then, when she was like, we was arguing, she was like, man, niggas send dick pics all the time. I'm like, nah, motherfucker, you asked for that one. Like, he was hesitant. He ain't know what to do. Right. You sent it. Right. You said, bring it on, motherfucker.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. But wait. So it was just conversations, though. She didn't actually cheat. She didn't cheat.
That's a lot. Because we was beefing, but we wasn't broke up. So right. You living foul. We beefing, but we ain't broke up. If you want to do all that, we supposed to break up. Because I could do bad by myself.
Right.
You feel me?
That's very true.
I don't need a girlfriend.
Right.
But since we together, if you going to do shit like that, you might as well, you know what I mean, do that shit on your own time.
Okay, so how did y'all get to the point where it's like, okay, we are back together now. Like, and we're going to wipe this slate. Did y'all wipe this slate clean to get back together? Or y'all in some toxic bag?
We got back together because, you know what I mean, a lot of shit she was saying because, right, I was going on dates because we broke up and shit.
Okay.
So I was going on dates and shit. Then,
oh, you was moving quickly as she.
She stopped. She ain't want to do none of that shit that she was doing when she was. She ain't want to do nothing. She wanted me, so she was on good. She wanted. She was like fight for me, and I was like, nah, I'm gonna fuck.
What's your sign?
But none of that shit. I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, so, yeah. Continue.
Yeah, so she like, but she a Scorpio too. You feel me?
Lord Jesus.
Word up.
I dated my sign one time, and it did not work out. You are a strong person.
I am trying to be. I'm trying to be.
Whew. Okay, I mean, so besides this infidelity, you guys had a really pretty good relationship.
We understand each other because, you know what I mean? I started to understand, like, dating motherfuckers. Like, I got to, you know what I mean, learn another motherfucker. Another motherfucker got to learn me. Like, that's a lot. Like, she already, you know what I mean? It's a comfortable thing.
I feel
thing.
Like that really deters a lot of people from walking away from toxic situations, too. Because it's like, damn, they got to learn me all over. They got to learn my body. They got to learn how I operate. They got to learn when not to talk to me.
Yeah.
How to suck your dick.
Oh, I heard something.
Yeah, they got to learn all that shit all over again. And I don't be feeling like going through all that shit all, you know what I mean? Because then, like, you got to, like, put yourself, you know what I mean? You really got to kind of put yourself out there all over again. Like, that shit is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if people don't like you? You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of people are scared of the new dating scene. You feel me? Like, it's just, maybe it's hard.
It is
kind of
hard.
I feel like it was easier back then. I feel like the social media influence on dating has changed the game and a lot of the rules. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, how do you guys operate now dating? Well, not you. We ain't talking about you. We're talking about you. How are you operating in the dating world?
In the dating world, I'm having fun. Like, I'm just out here living my best life. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent. I mean,
okay, and how is it that you are getting to these dates? Like, how do you pull up? How you shoot your shot?
Social media. Like, I just hit them up. Like, just being honest. I'm like, yo, like, what's good? Ooh. Like, what's the vibe? Trying to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I just go straight to the point.
And what are you looking for when you're dating? Are you just trying to have fun right now?
I'm young. I'm trying to have fun. Like, I'm not trying to walk down no aisle. I'm trying to just probably go to the movies, bowling, back to the crib. Like, I don't want to be outside for too long. I want to be, I mean, back at the
Okay, busting cheeks. Okay. And what's your favorite position?
Doggy style. I like doing the doggy, but I like what's the one like, on top of the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one too because like we be kissing and shit like.
The I'm missionary.
I'm a kisser.
Okay, so you a little intimate.
A little bit.
Okay, we sucking toes and shit.
It happened. In the moment.
Okay.
Like, he fucking like. I'm a tall dude, so sometimes the legs be in the air. So, like one girl, like I was fucking her, her legs was up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wanted it done, so she kept smacking me in my face. I'm like, all right, I get the hint.
I mean, listen, body language is a very large key indicator in sex. Like, you know, like if you giving them head and their stomach is not, not being done right.
You feel me?
You feel me?
Like,
talk to me. Like, what signs be giving y'all
shit,
that y'all
the
know?
Shit that giving head from a distance type shit? Come on, like.
Giving head from a distance?
You gotta put your whole mouth on and stop playing around with the whole little kissy shit. Little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite type of head? Talk to me.
My favorite type of head? Mm-hmm. What you mean? What kind? Of,
like, okay, how do you like it to be done?
Oh,
I like. Just I like.
What you didn't like? Oh, all right. So, you know what I mean? The sucking, and then like you gotta like the grab the balls and shit. Like,
okay, so you into extra
man,
stuff?
You
okay.
Start, man. You start grabbing the man. You start, man. You ain't never had it done. Nah, man, you start rubbing them balls man, right away. Shit good. Start happening.
Do not grab my balls.
Man. What? Oh, okay, no, don't grab them too hard. You can't grab them too
okay,
hard.
Okay, what about a vibrator?
On my balls? Nah, it doesn't work. It's not.
You tried it and it didn't do anything for you?
I fuck girls and I put the vibrator thing
in them while you were having sex. Okay.
Yeah, shit like that, and it doesn't really do a lot for me.
Okay,
like,
so you're into toys? Have you tried like a cock ring? Hell yeah, I'm into toys. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
What's a cock ring? Nah, I did the little vibrating thing one time. The little vibrating cock ring with the gun, but I ain't do the real one. You know
okay,
I mean?
So a cock ring is like a little, it's like a little ring that goes around your dick, and some of them do things, some of them have functions, but the purpose is to have like a tighter grip on the dick, almost like, you know, as the vagina goes on, you feel the tightness, so it's like one right here, it's almost like it's constricting you from getting hard, but you're still getting hard, it's like a kink. You know, it's like a little stimulation. Like,
I don't
know.
I never tried. And if it's annoying, I'll fuck around and take that shit off. It would piss me off. I hope it's not annoying.
But, I mean, it's okay if you want to take it off, you know. Like, if the cock ring isn't for you, but have you ever tried something extra, like, outside of the box and regular sex?
I tried, like, handcuffs on me, but I wasn't fucking with it. So I'm like, yo, get them off.
Okay,
them off.
So you wasn't feeling the hand. A lot of people say that the handcuffs bring back a little too much PTSD from getting locked up. And I respect it. You feel me? I definitely. Really understand that one.
I ain't with that. I ain't never did no handcuffs.
You don't like no restrictions? I don't like getting tied up.
I ain't never do no tied up shit. I'm into it though. You know, it's hard to find motherfuckers that's into it because my, you know what I mean? It's hard to find motherfuckers that's into
it. As a Scorpio, you haven't found none of that?
No.
Back to you getting whipped. Did you like it? You liked it.
A little bit, but not OD because like, I just felt like she was like overdoing it a little bit. I was cuffed up. She had brought something special, so it was a love kiss. So she started hitting me, but I'm like, it was alright. But did she enjoy it? You saw her enjoying it, and so you endured it because you saw her enjoying it.
That little bitch might be crazy, but I know her pussy was good.
Hell yeah. It was mad warm.
Okay, listen. Come on, boo. What I'm saying to you though. Is I feel like you might want to step further out because a lot of people wouldn't even agree to get tied up and whipped, and I feel like that's really good on your part. What's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius. I don't really like letting people take control.
That's the water sign, right?
Yeah, that was hard for you, but you did it.
It was.
Did you like her?
Yeah.
You liked her, like as you liked her as a person. Yeah, you could tell. You feel me? And so, how did that go? Where is she at now?
We still.
Okay. Listen, it's important to have a great fuck buddy because, like, you know what you're getting when you get there, okay? You know how it's going to go.
You can't have shit like that, great fuck buddies in a relationship.
I mean, your relationship is the best fuck buddy. Like, you should have picked the one that was the coolest, the one that was most your best friend, the one that you most related to, could build with, and the one with the best sex. I mean, come on.
You can have multiple.
I mean, so you feel like you settled because you didn't get the best fuck buddy?
I want to say that.
We can't end the lies now.
No more lies?
We can't end the lies.
So, no. I don't have the best. I don't know.
Wait, so you feel you settled?
Sex wise,
because you felt like you had a stronger relationship with her besides the sex, and so you chose that over the sex. You felt like you could have went without it.
Kids and shit. Like, we had a whole family thing going on, and I like the family thing we got going on. You know what I mean? That's comfortable. You come home from work, you know what I mean? Shit is all cool, family, all happy, kids.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Food being cooked, you know what I mean? Shit like that. That's probably all right.
You think so? You don't think it would be so fun to be young and have like somebody to do everything with? Like when y'all get older, you tell y'all kids, yo, y'all don't know about me and your mama back in the day, boy. We don't get down.
I like my kids rather be older when I'm like still young. Like when I'm 40, my kids would be like turning 20 or something like that.
I get it. And honestly, I wanted to be there, but you know, like God didn't plan it that way. So, you know, maybe I feel like I'm going to have to take the when I'm more mature and when I'm more established route. Because, you know, I wanted to be married and have kids by the time I was 22. Let's all laugh at that. You know, everybody want to get married. They grow up as kids. They plan their dream wedding with the Barbie and the dollhouse. Yeah. You feel me? But then as I got older, like, it was just really, people are, like, horrible individuals. Like, you know?
That's a fact.
Like, even the ones that do come with great sex, it's like, you have to legitimately, like, sit and think about, I hate this motherfucker, but the sex is good. And that's, like, a really toxic situation.
I've never been in a can't do situation that. Like that, where I hated somebody that I had sex with, because I probably won't have sex with somebody.
Like, towards the end of a relationship, when you don't want to go out and find someone new, you guys are breaking up at the arguing stage, but y'all still fucking, but y'all know y'all can't be together, because every time y'all see each other, y'all arguing. Right. That's toxic. You hate them, but you're still fucking them. Yeah.
Buddy. Yo, makeup fucking is good fucking.
It is. Good but
passion. It's a lot of passion.
It's a lot of IOUs in that fucking.
Okay, what's the difference about, what's the difference? Okay, tell me the difference. What do you do more passionately when you're making up?
It's like nobody could do nothing wrong because right now we getting back together. Like, it's not too. Yo,
okay, so it's the emotions.
Emotion?
It's emotion driven. So basically, makeup sex is better because it's emotion driven. And the way you guys feeling after the whole, you know, trauma of the day is just good to be back together. Definitely. So that amplifies the sex.
Yeah, like, because I remember one time I was off this pill, right? You know what I mean? He feels whatever, whatever. So I'm off the pill, whatever, and I'm trying. We have a makeup sex, but my dick, like, not getting hard. Yo, this girl damn near fucked me with a soft dick.
Okay.
Word up.
Okay.
Had me feeling like I was really fucking with a soft dick for real. You feel me? And then my dick got hard. Like, so it was like
nothing. It was an experience.
It was like, yeah, it was like I could do nothing wrong. You know what I mean? How is she going to really fuck me with a soft
dick? She did. Ass? A lot of women would have got up mad.
That's a
trooper.
She's a trooper. You know
what I mean? She's a trooper. She's a trooper. Listen, you gotta appreciate her. Maybe that's why you still fucking around with us. You feel me? So how you talking about you settled sexualized? What, she don't suck dick right or what?
We don't get to do everything that I wanna do.
Okay, what you wanna
do? I wanna do a whole bunch of shit.
You wanna dress up?
I'm with the butt shit. I'm with
you wanna try anal?
Try anal. We tried it. She just,
on your birthday?
Yeah, she just ain't with it all the time.
Yeah, I tried it. I can agree with her. Like, it's just not for me. I mean, I actually, like, wanted to try, but it's just, like, it's every time I do it, it doesn't feel good. You know, so it's like, even though I know that, you know, it probably would feel good for you, it's hard to give that one. It just doesn't feel good to us.
You gotta do, because first of all, yeah, somebody probably doing it wrong.
I legitimately have the bunny tail. Like, it's not that great. It's okay sometimes. Like, sometimes when, you feel me, it's in the moment for it, and he can use it, you feel me? Like, so you ain't getting head, that's a different thing, but it's not all the time.
So, the butt while you're getting head, what about, like, fingers in the butt while you fucking and shit like that?
The thumb is cool, but it's just, like, sometimes it just throws me off. Sometimes I don't really like fingers, you know, too much. Sometimes I really need the dick. I need the fingers all on me, caressing me, touching me, grabbing my neck, choking me. And you, like, it's just, like, it's a different experience, you know? Like, it's just, like, sometimes the fingers feel invasive, you know? You feel me? They feel a little bit invasive in the way that you touching me. Like, okay, you can play with my pussy, but sometimes, okay, if I'm ready for head... My boyfriend, I'll be flicking his hand, Barry.
See, I don't like that.
Like, all right. I'm ready. Like, I'm ready.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I don't like being told what to do all the goddamn time.
I get that.
You know what I mean? Because I'll be into some... as soon as I start getting some shit going, shit starts stopping. I'll be like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, so being told that someone doesn't like something messes up the flow?
Nah, not saying that. Like, I can understand the hint, but it'd be like, damn, I was just about to start... You know
oh, you
mean?
Were trying to go like not like John Legend in the pussy.
Yeah, like I was just getting busy. Like, okay, he was fucking regular. That was this we really fucking now.
Okay,
and
so
as soon as I start, you want to stop and go back to regular.
Okay, so hold on. So your kink involves some finger play.
Not
you just, like to touch it. You like to put your fingers in it. You like to put your fingers in all the holes and make
no,
you feel good.
I was talking about like when she give me like the hand. Period. Like sometimes like the hand come from some like a whole like. Like, say if I'm hitting it from the back or something like that, I start really, you know what I mean, getting into it, she'll stop. Damn, I gotta stop. I gotta slow down. I gotta go.
Okay, so she be like, you be giving her some move your hand. Like the move your hand, like she put her hand back to chill you out.
I don't move the hand. I just go back to doing what she wanted me to do before the hand came.
So I feel like, oh my god. Right, because sometimes, right, when the hand comes out, it doesn't mean that it's just like the thing about it is, right, sometimes when you guys are hitting it from the back, if she's in the wrong angle, it can really hurt. Yeah. So instead of going into the bottom of your pussy, you're going to the back of her pussy and you hitting this and it hurts. And you have to adjust her angle so that she can take all of you pleasurably. Yeah. So it can really hit her G-spot.
I kind
of
adjust myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Any type of adjustment so that it's not going in her painfully is perfect. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, sometimes we want to keep fucking, but if you're going to keep hitting that spot, that shit is going to hurt. You feel me? It's not going to be pleasurable.
And I kind of know what they talking about because I kind of feel it too. Like, I'd be like, that part right there that she probably don't like that part.
Yeah,
right
you
there.
Can feel the difference. You know what I mean? The ridges and shit like that.
Yeah, but then I'll be like, at the end of the day, that's.
But you also.
That might, yo, it'd be like, yo, that's the part right there.
Wait, but you also know, it don't feel better in the back of the pussy like when you're really hitting that little, that little piece that's like curled up like that. Like,
Yeah.
What that shit feel like.
It's a whole bunch of shit in that pussy. It's like it's a G spot. It's an A spot.
Yes, it is. I'm
and
so proud of you.
And then it's that thing that she talking about just now, the little thing at the bottom.
It is. And that's where we all get pleasure. So if you go there and we there together, it's beautiful, you know? But like if you trying to go take this train straight through where it don't go.
I understand. I understand. That's why I go back to don't, but I'll be like, I was just getting into that. But do you feel what I'm saying?
I do.
Like,
I do.
I was just getting
there. And I feel like the common ground right there is to adjust what you like to do within her restraint.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to fuck. It's just, I'm tired of fucking regular all of that damn time.
Okay, so what else you want to do, Mr. Kickmaster Flex? Like, what is it that you feel me? Yes. You want a red room? You want 50 motherfucking shades of gray?
Well, 50 shades of gray type shit sometimes.
That's that shit. Listen.
I don't know about the whole BDS. Nah, but I'm with the whole dominant shit too because I think
that's
I'm
fire
with
though.
I think I'll be with the dominant shit because I'll try to fight
shit?
Back.
If I'm dominant, hell yeah.
Pick up your signs. Pick up your signs right now. Open your drinks because we about to just ask a couple questions because y'all getting crazy. Okay.
It's sign time, y'all.
Okay. So, would you ever go back to the crib with a shorty, right, that says, she just woke up to you in a club, right? Y'all been flirting all night. Woke up to the club. She said, listen, I'm trying to take you home. I'm trying to tie you up. I'm trying to suck your dick with some whipped cream, cherries, all the shit. Mm. You going?
Yeah, I'm going.
That's
as
sexy.
long as
for a woman to make the move to be dominant.
It could be sexy. Anything a woman does, damn near sexy. It's just she can't be trying to fondle me in ways that I ain't trying to be fondled. Like don't whip out no dildos and start thinking.
Take your fucking sips. Relax. Take your sips first. Sexy. It's sexy. Right? So, basically, I'm getting y'all like dominant women. Both of y'all like...
He talking about getting whipped them on a leash and shit.
You want a leash?
I'll try to fight back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she be trying to whip me. And I'll be like, what you want to do?
Okay.
Go that way.
You talking like a leash, whips, chains, and toys.
Ain't that like a Rihanna song?
Leash, whip, chains, and toys. Yeah, I'll do it the first time and then see how it happens, see if I like it.
You know what?
Give me
a fucking handshake, bro. I really fucking respect you and your sexual appetite.
I don't
appetite.
Get respect. That's crazy.
No. What I'm saying
is... I don't want to get whipped. That's crazy.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is a lot of people will come to the show. I would ask them these questions and they would probably say no. But secretly want to say yes.
Okay,
you understand? Like, I applaud his transparency I want a bitch to put me on a leash and whip me, nigga. Like, that shit.
I ain't say it like that. Hold wait, I ain't say it like that.
Listen.
I am with some shit like that. I want a bitch to do it. But we could try something like that.
Listen,
we could give it a try.
I feel like you're, listen, it's very healthy to explore the things you think about. You feel me? Like, it is. Yeah. What I'm saying is, you know, I don't feel like y'all should just go randomly fucking everybody on Tinder. You feel me? Type shit. I feel like it's healthy. Oh, my God. You tried Tinder? How is Tinder?
It's cool. It's cool. Like, I like the other app, the Black app. I think it's like for Black folks, but it's some white folks.
It's a couple. It's a couple. They folks. Little
couple nigga lovers on there.
Couple kinky motherfuckers up there with the swirl action.
But the girls on the BLK app be more with it than 10.
Hold wait.
I get action.
No, you get action. Okay, what's action? Talk to me.
Like,
I haven't gotten no action.
We match.
None.
With the Grant.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but not too much action.
Not what he trying to say.
Not like how that he's saying.
Let
nah.
Me get what you're saying,
them
bro.
Motherfuckers my up there trying to get to know.
Put me on my man. Put me on to my app.
Wait, what is that? It's that motherfuckers up there trying to get to know a motherfucker. Nah,
that's Tinder, bro.
I tried
all those apps. Like when I was younger, I made a fake profile on Plenty of Fish when I was younger.
Yo, I heard about Plenty of Fish. I was always so scared to do those.
I was early on the catfish and shit, bro. Like, I was a kid, bro. When I was like 12, 13, I was a weirdo, bro. Like, I was making profiles.
You was not a weirdo. You were technologically advanced in a world that wasn't ready for it. It's fine.
I was 12 years old making fake pro. I was wild.
I ain't never was a catfish.
I never did a catfish. I was always myself.
I always wanted to be myself. And I was ugly, too.
You was too young. No, I get it.
I couldn't be myself.
Like, everybody signed up for Facebook at 14 saying it was 18.
MySpace. Did the MySpace thing.
You feel me? Like, Skonex, AIM.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, we taking it back to Messenger.
Yo, I did Habbo. I did this shit called Habbo. It was like some Sims type shit.
I didn't do Habbo yet, but I want to hear about the action from the Black app.
Shout out my man's Quran.
Yeah.
Like a year ago, he put me onto this app called BLK. He's, yo, bro, this shit is lit, bro.
Yeah.
The girls on here look better than Tinder. They be black. They be with it, bro. I'm telling you, I'm like, what?
Okay.
Bro, I downloaded the app. Like, an hour. I had like 5 matches. I'm like, oh, this is lit. So once I had 5 matches, I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just pay the low. It was like
$15. You gotta pay.
I need that limited, bro, because I'm like, damn, son, I got 5 men. I need more.
Yeah.
Lay low, $20. Got my money back. I called the bank. It was a fraud. Thing.
Yo.
Got the bread back.
Got the crotches. Oh. Got the funds back. I never seen a me in my life.
Got the funds back. But yeah, son, like, I just hit mad bitches, bro. But like, my thing is, I was swiping on hitting yes to everybody because I want to know if you like me or not. Like, I like everybody, but I slowed down because I matched with a transgender. So I was like, oh, now I got like monitor. So now when I like it, I just look at it. I don't say TS in it. I just look at them. I like. So then, boom, I matched with them, talked to them for a little bit. Most girls, they be just be with it. Oh,
right.
Like, where you from? Oh, you drive. Yo, if you tell them you drive, in this. So you telling me you drive.
Oh, that's it?
Because New York girls, they don't got cars, bro. So you just, I'll pick you up.
Not New York girls, they don't got cars. Let me just pause that stigma. Because listen, I'm a real bitch and I got a V. You heard me and I'm from BK, right, so okay?
She's rare. That's like a rare Pokemon right there. Ain't going to find too many of those. Man.
Okay, continue.
So, boom. So I'm trying to think of one like on that. The spot. Boom. This one, she was pregnant. So I feel bad for whoever got that girl pregnant. She was like, She didn't even look. I'm not gonna front. She wasn't.
She on BLK and she pregnant.
Yeah, she was.
And you like tummy out pregnant.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Like big belly pregnant.
Yeah, hell yeah. But her photos didn't show that. I ain't know she was pregnant until I pulled up to
pregnant pussy.
To the hotel.
Good pussy.
I was about to ask. I know it was fire.
That's some good pussy.
Pregnant pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't fucked with her. I just caught the top. She was pregnant. I felt bad.
We didn't want to tap. We didn't want to tap the baby.
I didn't want a threesome. I'm like,
oh my god.
She was Puerto Rican, so she probably had
that.
Like,
ain't good. It ain't good for her because that's kind of fucked up. But
yeah, so I just
pregnant pussy is some good pussy. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
I be hearing some trifling shit about women, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, I be believing it, but it just be unbelievable. But I know it happened. You feel me? These are real life things. Like, I've heard about it.
These girls, yeah, I'm going to tell you a little quick story. I'm not going to put a timestamp on it. I'm just going to say the story because I don't want nobody putting it
together. Not a problem.
Boom. So, I'm with my mans, right? My mans. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
so,
my mans.
I'm with my mans. So, we came back to the crib. We had this girl with us. Boom. So, this girl, she's like, my man's got a stripper pole in his crib. So, she's dancing on that shit. I'm throwing, we had prop money. We throwing fake money on it.
Right.
Cool. So the girl go to the bathroom. So me and my man's like we debating, like, all right, yo, I'm going to go first. You go first. Like how we going to do this? Mm-hmm. Bro, while we debating on it, the girl comes back in the living room. Was like, all right, guys, who's going first? Come on, let's get it. I was like, what the? I never had no girl just, like, take charge. Like, all right, come on. Like, come on, let's get it. Oh, who's going first? Jesus. I'm like, oh, so, no, funny shit, I got nervous. I was like, oh.
Off the BLK app?
Yeah. No. It didn't have a girl, like.
Nigga said I got nervous. I said, ooh.
Yes, I got nervous. I'm like, nah, bro, you go first. You go first, bro. I lied, dog. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. I got to pee real quick. He said, pee. Now you got to pee, bro. He said, I'm in the bathroom. Now I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, no, nah, I'm nervous as fuck.
Hell no.
So, boom, I go in the bathroom, put the condom on.
Right.
Hey, my man is killing that shit. I'm getting jealous. He just killing shit. I'm like, nah, son. I'm not waiting for my turn.
Oh, no.
I'm going in there right now with my dick out. So
no,
I'm
I wasn't going in there at all.
Okay.
I thought she was going to trip out. She ain't even trip out. She was like, come on. So I just got my dick sucked. He hitting it from the back. Boom, 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 boom. So then she, like, my man's, he finished. And
yeah.
So the girl, she was like, oh, you want some too? I'm like, duh, bitch. Like, the fuck? So I killed this shit.
Listen, she was living out her fantasy, apparently. Like, facts, that was facts. Some real, she's living out a fantasy.
She had a boyfriend, too. She had a boyfriend.
That's yeah. just her thing. That's she just what she do.
On the
I don't
you
think
she do that? You don't think that
don't
was, like,
think
a fantasy
ain't.
Moment
she, ain't,
she was
no,
drunk?
She did
she
that
was
before.
Like, no.
But she told me.
She came out and knew rules and regulations. Who's first? What's going
on? On the way back on the way back to her crib. Because, you know, I'm a gentleman. I drove her back to the crib, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So, I, like, we talking. She was a cool girl, too. Like, she loved A$AP Rocky. So, we were just chilling.
Okay.
So, we're driving back. She was like, you know, I like doing wild stuff like that for a crazy night. You know what I mean? Just to say, fuck it. Boom, 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 boom. I'm a woman. Feminism. Da, 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 da.
Shout out to her.
Empowerment. I can do whatever I want. Blah, 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 blah.
Right?
But at that moment,
I
didn't know she had a boyfriend. So I'm like, all right, whatever, cool.
Yeah, but you haven't found.
The next day, I hit her up. She ain't even banged back. She just acted like me and my man's never existed. We ain't spoke to that girl since. I hit up on the gram like, yo, how you been? She just read my messages. Don't say nothing.
I mean, she did say, I like facts, to do facts, things bro. Like that on a wild
word.
Night.
And then
the operative word
here
being wild.
Too, a boyfriend. She be posting a boyfriend. Oh, my king. I'm like, this nigga don't even know, son.
She got trained all crazy because that's what she do, but that's what she into.
I mean, listen.
That's
each
why,
his
that's
own.
Why
I don't condone cheating, but also you don't know if they have a cuck relationship.
True.
Where she's allowed to go out and have sex because he enjoys knowing
nah,
that she just had sex with yeah. two women.
Two men.
I mean, sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, what I'm saying is a lot of men are okay with that type of lifestyle because it's called a hot wife. A hot wife is somebody who goes out, fucks other men, comes back home without bathing, without showering, lets the boyfriend eat the pussy, lets them have sex. It's a kink. It's something that
they can have that shit. I want my wife. I want my wife can't be no hot wife.
Beat up, son.
Fuck all
that's
that.
That's a kink though. That's something
that's
other men thoroughly enjoy. I mean, for you, I mean that makes sense of why it would turn them on. But you feel me? That's really a different type
that.
Of flex. Like
I seen that on not that, but I've seen that on Pornhub where some black nigga was like fucking a girl and the husband was just watching.
Yeah,
yes,
that shit is
because
OD.
That is a kink, y'all.
I'm not watching my
that shit is OD. No, I'm not.
How far would you go? Like in a threesome with a obviously you wouldn't let somebody another nigga fuck your girlfriend while you're fucking her.
No.
Okay.
Not hell no.
Right. But you would do it with a woman. You would have a threesome with your girl and another girl.
Oh yeah, I do that.
Okay.
I might nut quick on the first round, so I might not have enough.
Never
nutting
quick.
But the second round, I could definitely have something to go around. Definitely.
I respect the transparency. And what about you? You feel like you could hold it down?
With two girls,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna definitely hold it down because the transition alone, it just that gap in the window, that'll give me everything I need to keep going.
Okay, and that
and then sometimes
and that's the type of shit that you feel like. You would excite you more in your sex life with your current relationship.
If I had
relationship.
Another girl in the
like, are that things you were looking forward to that you weren't getting?
She ain't with that shit. She ain't with that shit. She said she would rather. We talked about it. Oh man, about to get crazy. We talked about it. She said she'd rather have another dude than another girl.
And how did you feel about that? But that's honest.
I said hell no. And so I said I'll meet you halfway in the middle. I said we'll do. No.
You said me in the middle, so I thought transgender would be the middle.
No, that's not my middle. My middle.
What, a dog?
Nah, another couple.
Okay. Okay, how would that work? What would you be comfortable
with? Now, if what we had another couple, with? That would be down. So me and my girl swing, be like sitting it. Down, and then they'd be sitting down, and then we'd talk about it like, yeah, so tonight is you gonna be fucking her, and we're gonna be all, fucking, you know what I mean?
And the same, okay, so you kind of would be down for seeing someone fucking your girlfriend.
As long as I'm fucking somebody else at the same time.
Okay,
because it's a competition now.
Oh, whoa.
Competition now. It's a competition. Who gonna this fuck who better? This
nigga is fucking hilarious.
Who gonna fuck who better?
Okay.
It's going down. Oh yeah, okay. I'm fucking. I'm all tight and fucking now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so you pulling out all the stops now? You giving her dick?
All the stuff. I'm putting all type of fingers and licking and doing all type of. Oh baby, it's going down. Because it's a competition now.
Okay,
it's like I gotta out fuck the other dude.
Right. So you don't want to hear your bitch moaning as loud as his bitch is moaning.
It ain't even about moaning. It's about who's going to come
How
more.
You going to judge? Okay, that
who's
too.
Who's going to come more? I could get her to come. I could get her to come more than you could get her to come.
Your own girl, though?
My own girl, whoever girl, whatever
the
girl
other, the opposing guy cannot get his shorty to come as fast as he's going to get
as much
his...
as fast as whatever the fuck is going to happen. And I'm fucking
okay, so you,
his girl come so, more than my girl when he fuck. Yeah, it's probably doing shit like that.
Okay, I'm so wait. Both so you're only ass. Up for that type of kink if it's competition wise.
Yeah,
but
I'm
other
not
than that, you will not be able to submit. Sit back in the room.
No.
No. Different kinks for different things. Okay, I see what you're saying. Listen, I really appreciate that perspective though because I've never had that before. Like, you know, what do men think about while they fucking? Would I, honestly, my boyfriend and I are not really into swinging. We're really more into having a unicorn. Like a woman who occasionally we fuck, occasionally we chill with. We date her. She dates us. You know, we chill, smoke, fuck, have sex.
Like you said, a unicorn.
A unicorn?
What's a unicorn versus just a girl that you just have three?
A unicorn and damn,
you gotta feed them or something? A unicorn is basically the one that we fuck with. Like that's our main bitch. She slide through. You feel me? And we could go out and have
why gotta be words like that? Slut out.
No, but you see, it's not even a derogatory term. Yeah, slut out. I was like, you're doing a nasty. You doing all the stuff that you know niggas like, that you know she like. You trying to get this night to go right. Okay? That's what slut it out means. Slut it out means, if I go out with my man, we go out to eat, I'm like, yeah, babe, take another shot. No. Smoke on. Because when we get home and you're smacked, I'm going to enjoy the fruits of the labor we were drinking, you know? So I'm going to slut him out. I'm going to be all nasty and do everything I want to do right now. Taking advantage. I'm riding face. I'm riding dick. I'm recording. I'm like, you see what you're saying? What's my motherfucking name? Yeah. Okay?
Fire.
That's when you take control. Like, you slutting them out. That's yours, though. Yeah. You feel
I agree,
me?
I agree with that. I agree with that.
I'm with all type of shit like that, yeah.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Like, would you if you wasn't in a relationship right now, right? Would you date a girl who had OnlyFans? Like
hell yeah! And I'd be trying to be on the OnlyFans and all type of shit. I'm gonna be trying to be one of the motherfuckers on all. That's like my dream right there.
To be one of the motherfuckers fucking bad bitches on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and I understand. You feel me? I understand. I feel like.
Nah, I'm not.
That's the pinnacle that some people.
You're not
haven't
doing that.
Yet.
Like, I wouldn't be her man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be her man, but I
fuck with her heavy. And,
so you
would end up being her man. Like
you wouldn't have relationship
is.
Sex on your OnlyFans.
I would have relationship
saying,
sex
like,
on my
like,
OnlyFans
if
it was
like,
mine.
I'm
yeah,
single, but I'm saying like if I was on the street and a girl had an OnlyFans, I'm not gonna take it to that level with her because I'm like.
I'll take it to that level. Because a freak.
Okay, so.
I would love
wait,
to turn
wait,
the whole
into a pause.
My niggas is petty.
Wait, I love that statement, but wait. So, you like
petty.
To know that a bitch has sex before by her having experience, but you don't want to see the evidence of it.
Yeah, I mean, because we human. I know
that's
you've been fucking before, but I don't want you charging like 25.
I see where you're coming from.
I got my man's. We get into argument. He going to pay $25. Got my girl news. Oh, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what'd
you say? Something? Hold on, bro.
Subscribe
real quick. Clean. Get
to
the fuck out.
Listen, but you just contributed $25 to my bitch.
I would've given $25 if she needed that bad. I'll give it $25.
Okay, so you don't support her being that you know, forward with her womanness. Like, that's too much
woman. As a person, get your bread, get your money. But as a mate, like, a girl who I might meet my wife, all that shit, like, I'm dating.
So what if you meet her and then y'all decide to make OnlyFans together?
I wouldn't say that.
That's not your shit? Okay, you want to turn a hole in the housewife. Why you like that?
I'm a freak for real. Yeah, because on some G shit, you got to understand, like, sexually. Like, good girls don't really be with everything sexually all the time. I don't know why, but the sluts, they really let you do whatever you want.
Majority of girls I fuck got OnlyFans. Like, I respect their hustle.
You don't get that all the time with your...
So you feel like an OnlyFans just completely disqualifies her from ever having chances of a serious relationship with you.
With Q.
And you know what?
You can be best friend. Like, I got homegirls.
I gotta fucking respect that. It's two sides of the motherfucking spectrum right here. You know I'm in the middle because I am SNG. We don't hold no bars back here. We keep it real fucking funky. And at the end of the day, you was a real ass nigga and you was a real ass nigga too. Yeah. Because y'all stood... Y'all ground on what y'all believe, what y'all want from women, what y'all see the world as, based on your experiences in y'all life, and y'all relationships, and y'all sex. Hey. You feel me? I want to thank y'all for keeping it so motherfucking transparent, so real with me, okay? And can you please introduce yourselves, and please tell them where to find you?
Oh, I'm Vans, y'all mean? You can find me on Instagram at this motherfucker Vans, D-I-S underscore M-F. Underscore VANS.
Okay, and next?
You can find me on Instagram. It's Q Baby ITS, period, CUEBABY, everywhere.
Okay, and tell them about your track that's out, because I was bumping that one over here.
Oh, yeah, I got a song that's out. I'm a singer.
Yeah.
My voice is low. I would do something right now, but my voice is low.
It's okay. It's okay.
I got a song out called Eyes Closed. It's going crazy right now. I think I got like 15,000 streams on Spotify.
I'm going to just say 32 of those are me. Okay, okay. And I just want to say at the end of the day, SNG, we out.
Peace.
Yay!